You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. And I'm pleased to be joined on the telephone this morning by musician and composer Todd Schroeder. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Mark. How are you? And happy DJ Day, whenever that is.
I'm not even sure when that is. I think it was like 5 days ago, but I'm not sure.
I know it's sometime this year.
Trivial
stuff. Happy DJ Day.
Todd, you're internationally famous. You are also a Sonora High School graduate from the class of 1984.
Wildcat pride, yes.
For decades, Todd, you would return annually to Sonora, California with several of your talented friends and present the Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert using the very 1964 Model B Steinway grand piano that you learned to play on when you were a student at Sonora High School.
God, you got it all. Yes, that's exactly all correct.
Your last performance here in Sonora was in 2017. And
yes.
Then we have not seen you. So speaking personally and publicly for the first time about what has taken place with you and your family, you are my friend, Todd Schroeder, and there is a solid line between your public life and your personal life. So what would you like to tell us that has happened over these last 5 years?
Thanks, Mark, and I appreciate all your support. Some people know, most people don't know, but shortly after the concert in 2017, my daughter, Julia, who performed in the concert, was diagnosed with a rare type of cancer. And for the past 4 years, she's been fighting that cancer. And if anybody who has ever dealt with anybody who has a sickness or like that, you just can't make any plans. And so we could never plan to do the benefit concert. And unfortunately, my daughter passed away last summer. She just turned 18. And so she loved the concert. She loved the benefit concert, and I felt a great way to honor her and also honor what's important to me was to start doing the concert again. And Julia absolutely asked me to do it, and I'm absolutely doing it. So we are going to come back on April 30th this year and do the benefit concert. And ironically, it wasn't planned this way. It just turned out this way. April 30th was Julia's birthday.
You have two daughters, Catherine and Julia. Was Julia your older daughter?
Yes, Catherine just turned 16. So, and Julia had turned 18 right before she passed away. So, and Catherine, I don't know if she's going to be, she's done the concert for many, many years also. And we're trying to see if she can get up here for the benefit concert this year. As you know, with most teenagers, they're doing about a gazillion things at one time. And Catherine is very active in musical theater and has performances all the time. But she, this past summer, after Julia passed away, Catherine and I spent the summer together just kind of healing each other. And she actually did a production of Rent that I musical directed. And we kind of got to have that experience together and kind of just heal. So it was really the power of music really shone through this summer.
You know, you have a lot of family up here in Sonora and a lot of friends and those who personally know you. I think part of the healing portion for you to be returning to Sonora this year is going to be this community that supports you and loves you and is there for you.
Thank you. I absolutely agree with that. You know, it's so interesting because here for the past over 20 years, I've been doing this benefit concert is my way to thank the community and give back for what they've done for me. And really the emphasis on that is to thank the community for helping me, supporting me with my dreams and pursuing my career. And yes, this is a way that, again, I can thank the community for all their support. And my mother, Sally, who still lives in Columbia, she will be cheerleading this concert more than ever.
Sure. So part of the announcement is, yes, you are returning, and it is going to take place April 30th at Sonora High School inside of the theater. The full lineup, then when the tickets go on sale, that's going to come at a later date. But as of right now, plan on circling this on your calendar. Put it in your planner that Todd Schroeder and the Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert is returning to Sonora High School on April 30th.
Absolutely. And we are coming back. I'm bringing some of my great friends, some people who've been there before, some brand new people to introduce them to the wonderful community of Sonora. And it's going to be a really great concert this year, as always.
Todd, you have the kind of personality that you're just an uplifting person. And I'm devastated. I don't, when I feel this way, because my heart just is incredibly broken, there are no words. I mean, what am I supposed to say?
I totally get that. And, you know, it's a hard one. It's a hard one for everybody. But I will tell you this, that we celebrate Julia now. We celebrated every day that she was sick. And one of the things that we kept talking about is that she's not dying. She's living. And so we celebrated living every day. And that's what we continue to do. That's how I've always lived my life. That's how I brought my kids up long before cancer became part of our vocabulary. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And that's what this benefit concert does. This benefit concert celebrates young kids who want to pursue a career in the arts. And it also celebrates this great community. So I think the focus really is about celebrating and celebration. And that doesn't mean that we have to not give value and to loss. But in that value to the loss, we go, all right, so let's focus on what made this so important. So that's what we do, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
You're an amazing man. You've never forgotten your roots, and you love giving back to this community. The Young Artist Grant Benefit Concert is returning to the Motherlode on April 30th, and we have been speaking with internationally famous musician and composer Todd Schroeder. Thank you, Todd.
Appreciate your support, Mark. Thanks so much.